Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today we're going to begin sharing with you on the subject of conquering the flesh. When we talk about the flesh, this speaks of the human nature, the old man, the body, that which is directed by the body or by the senses perceived from the body or old man desires, and the voice of the flesh is your feelings or your senses. We cannot walk in the ways of the flesh, or we will walk in the ways of sin. In Romans chapter 8, verse 13, the Bible says, "If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." This tells us something, that the flesh is not only talking about something that we have, such as the human nature, the old man, or the body of death, but it speaks of a way of life. It talks about living after the flesh. You can have a way of life after the flesh. If you walk after the flesh, you're walking after the human nature desires, you're walking after your senses, you're walking after your feelings, and the Bible says you are going to die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Through the Spirit, as we walk in line with God's Word, we're going to mortify, put to death, the deeds of the body. This body is a body of death, and we cannot give place to it. If you mortify and put to death the deeds of the body, then you are going to live. In Colossians 3, verse 5, it says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Here it speaks of the fact that you and I are to mortify or put to death our members that are upon the earth. And it talks about what our members can be doing. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, which is evil longings, covetousness, which is idolatry. It talks about through these things, the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. If we walk in those ways, then we're going to see judgment come upon us as well. Verse 7 said that we walked in those in time past when we lived in them. But now we are changed. We're born again. We don't have to walk after the flesh any longer. And so he goes on in verse 8 and he tells to put off these. These are all works of the flesh. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, lying. These things are to be put off, as it says in verse 9, to put off the old man with his deeds. So then if we put off the old man with his deeds, how are we going to walk in the Spirit? We've got to get our mind renewed to the truth, as it says in verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. God wants your mind renewed to the Word of God so that you will begin to walk in the ways of the Spirit. And through being renewed in knowledge, you will have put on the new man, and you will walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you become a new creature on the inside. You're born again. Old things are passed away. Where? In your spirit. All things have become new. Where? In your spirit. You got a brand new spirit. Your soul's not changed, which is your will, intellect, and emotions. And your physical body is obviously not changed. It still is a body of death. Now that we're brand new on the inside, we're to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, he says, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Where it says the Spirit indeed is willing, the word willing means prepared and ready and willing to do something. That means your spirit, the new spirit of Christ that you have, is always willing, ready, and prepared to do the Word of God and do the right thing in God's sight, which of course is to walk in His ways and not enter into temptation. But it says the flesh is weak. If you're walking after the flesh, you're going to be weak and you're going to fall into the temptations. So God wants us to watch and pray so we don't enter into the temptation, because our spirit is always ready to do the right thing. In John 6, verse 63, it says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Here we see that the spirit is what's alive. The flesh profits you absolutely nothing. If your spirit within you left, your body would be dead because there's no life in the body without the spirit. So the flesh profits nothing. That's why you cannot walk by your senses. You cannot walk by your own desires or your feelings. He says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. How do we walk in the spirit? By the word of God that Jesus brings forth in the New Testament. We're going to walk after the words that he speaks unto us. Those are spirit. And when we walk in line with them, we will walk in the way of the spirit. 1 Peter 3:21 speaks of the filth of the flesh. You got to understand, there's nothing good in your flesh. It is filthy. It says that no flesh shall be justified in his sight. Anybody walking after the flesh will never be righteous in the sight of the Lord. We are now to walk after the word of God in the way of the Spirit. In Galatians, we see where the church at Galatia had been born again and come into the ways of the Spirit and began to walk after the ways of the New Testament. But then they went back into the ways of the law of the Old Testament. And in Galatians 2:16, he says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. And he goes on and says, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Therefore, anything that you do after the flesh, you'll never make you righteous before the Lord. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Well, we've seen that the flesh is not right with God, and we don't want to walk by the flesh. This verse says, the life which I now live in the flesh. That means we're living in this physical body. How do we walk by it? We don't walk by the flesh. Instead, we're now going to live by the faith of the Son of God. We live by the faith of the Son of God as we walk in line with God's word. In Galatians 3:1, he speaks to him further. He says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth? He goes on and says, received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? These ones had started out in the Spirit. They were obeying the truth. But now they had turned away, and they were not continuing in the New Testament ways after the way of faith. Instead, they went back to the works of the law. So he says, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? And the answer, of course, is no. The only way we can walk in the ways of the Lord is in the Spirit according to the Word of God, not by the flesh. In Galatians 5:1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. This is speaking of the fact that Jesus made us free from the Old Testament and from the laws of the Old Testament, which brought a yoke of bondage. We are now to walk in the ways of the New Testament after the law of liberty, the perfect law of liberty, the law of Christ. If we go back in the Old Testament ways, it says we're being entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then in Galatians 5:13, he says, brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. What's the liberty we've come into? It's the liberty in Christ Jesus that now we can walk after the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God in the New Testament. And then he says, use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh. In other words, because you've been born again and you've come into the Spirit, now you're a child of God in the New Testament, you can't be walking after the ways of the flesh any longer. Now you're to walk after the ways of the New Testament. He says, by love serve one another. Remember, the new commandment that we have in the New Testament is love. So we're going to walk in love, so we always walk in the ways of the Spirit. Then we will serve one another, and we will be right before the Lord. Galatians 5:16 goes on and says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And then he goes on in verse 17, saying, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. When you got born again, you got a brand new spirit that's right with God. Your flesh is not right with God. They're going to be against one another. The flesh is lusting against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They're contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Therefore, you and I are going to walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God, walking according to spiritual law, and then we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. He goes on in verse 19 and says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, which means contention, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and of such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. can't be walking after the flesh, we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's what will be produced in us as we walk in line with God's word in the way of the Spirit. Verse 24 says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." You see, we still have this flesh, and it has its desires, its affections, what it wants to do. How are you going to deal with it? You're going to crucify and mortify the deeds of the body, all of the lusts, all the affections, all of its desires, and you're going to walk in the Spirit. Verse 25 goes on and says, "If we live in the Spirit, which we do, let us also walk in the Spirit." Therefore, we're going to walk after the Word of God in the New Testament, so we walk in the Spirit. In Galatians 6, verse 7, it goes on and says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So here he talks about whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. And it speaks if you sow to your flesh, which you're doing things according to your body, your own desires, your feelings, whatever you want to do. Of that flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, which means you're walking after the Word of God in the way of the Spirit, you're going to reap life everlasting. And of course, we need to be a consistent doer of the Word, as it says, "Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." That means while we're walking in the Spirit, the flesh will try to get us to a faint so that we do not reap the things of God. So be continually walking in the Spirit after the Word of God. Do not faint, and you will reap that which you've sown in due season. In Ephesians 2:3, it says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation," that means your behavior, "in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Well, we got born again. We got a right nature now. We're not children of wrath any longer. And we used to walk in the past in the lusts of our flesh. We were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, but we're not going to walk in those ways any longer. We're now going to walk in the ways of the Spirit. In Psalms 81, verse 12, we see something else. Here's where the Word says, "So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels." That means you can allow lust to come into your heart, and you can walk after your own counsels. That's why you got to guard your heart. Get the Word of God in your heart. Do not let anything come into your heart that's contrary to the Word of God. If you don't guard your heart, you'll end up walking after your own counsels in the flesh. In Proverbs 6:25, it says, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart." Don't let lustful flesh cause you to lust after another woman in your heart. You're to guard yourself because Matthew 5:28 says, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." That's why you got to guard yourself so that you don't ever lust in your heart after another woman. If so, you commit adultery with her in your heart. James 1, verse 14 says, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death." This shows that lust has to conceive before it brings forth sin. So having lustful desires is not sin in itself. It has to conceive or take root in you because you've yielded to it, you've accepted it, you've embraced it, and then you act upon it, and that's what will bring forth sin. Therefore, if you will crucify the flesh and put off the lusts of the flesh and all these deeds of the old man, then you're not walking in the ways of sin. But if you yield to it and allow it to conceive and take root in you, and then you carry it forth, it will bring forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death.
We'll continue on this in the next broadcast.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.